Yasamar Dance Theater is made up of dancers from Palestine and America. The company aims to use contemporary dance to tell the stories of underrepresented communities. They've performed at universities, museums, and UN refugee schools all over the world. They've been in Carbondale for the past week for a residency with Valley Nonprofit Dance Initiative. The dancers from Yasamar are panting. Six of them prowl the floors of the launch pad. They're in the midst of becoming a wolf pack. Artistic director and founder Samar Haddad King watches carefully from the side. Then she gives the dancers a challenge to move completely in sync without any cues.
Because you've developed a rhythm movement-wise that's very natural for you.
And they do it. No words are exchanged. The whole group simply mirrors the watchful, stalking movements of a dancer King designates as Alpha Wolf. It's a rare occurrence for the members of Yasamar to be in the same room in any form, pack of wolves or otherwise. King describes the challenges of directing a company based on two continents, challenges that are exacerbated because she lives in Palestine, which doesn't have reliable electricity or internet.
It would be in the middle of the night for me because we're depending on the time change, 6 or 7 hours ahead. And they would be rehearsing and I would be directing, I guess, from a computer screen. And sometimes when we didn't have internet, it would be a phone or text messages.
But the group is determined to communicate, both with each other and with their audiences. The company looks at dance as a way to inspire cross-cultural dialogue. Zoe Rabinowitz is the Associate Artistic Director and a performer with the troupe.
The main desire or impetus is to communicate with an audience, like that there's a narrative, that there's a world that begs to be shared and wants to be seen and wants to show maybe another side of a story that you may have been told about a certain type of person or people.
Peter Gilbert, the founder of Dance Initiative, scours the contemporary dance scene in places like New York and Chicago for artists that would be a good fit for a residency in Carbondale. He's brought several companies here, but this one is different.
This was the first time that there was this social and political overtone to the whole effort.
While they're in Carbondale, the troupe is working on a piece called The Keeper. It's centered on the human relationship with land and what it means to belong to a place. As Rabinowitz explains, this focus is particularly pertinent at a time of protests and violence along the Israeli-Palestinian border.
Land is a source of conflict. Land is a place of home, of landing, of safety.
While they're here, the company is researching. In contemporary dance, that means that they're forming a kind of physical vocabulary that will be used in a performance. King explains why being together for this residency is so important, pounding the wooden floors of the dance studio for emphasis.
Because we're all in the same place. You can't experiment like what we're doing now via video conferencing, text message, phone message. It's because it's so hard to do anything over those platforms, especially create art.
After Carbondale, Yasamar will go on to residencies in New York and Paris, which makes Peter Gilbert chuckle.
Aren't those three places the ones you think about together all the time? You know, Carbondale, New York, and Paris?
Those may seem like pretty diverse locations, but Yasamar is used to performing for a wide range of audiences all over the world. The company itself is made up of dancers from different backgrounds, not just American and Palestinian, but people who grew up rich and poor and with different levels of education. Amir Nazar Zouabi, the troupe's theater director, says this diversity is beautiful, but that the group came together organically.
And it doesn't feel stitched together or a social project. For me, Zoe's not a foreign American. She's a brilliant dancer, and that's the way we're working. I'm an annoying Palestinian director, and that's the relationship. You know,
Rabinowitz agrees. She hopes that the company is setting an example for cooperation in a world full of conflict. And while contemporary dance is sometimes seen as difficult to interpret, she thinks that this art form is actually the perfect way to bridge borders.
You know, every culture, every people, everybody has a dance.
And founder King sees the power of her troupe as this communication through movement and gesture instead of words.
There is an honesty that connects with people all over.
Tonight, Yasamar has the rare opportunity to perform as one, as a pack, bringing that connection to a Carbondale audience. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.